This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. Now it's time for our new segment, My Voice. No shouting, no arguing, just five of your Michigan neighbors of diverse backgrounds sharing their perspectives. This week, our topic is race and ethnicity. You've heard from a multicultural Lansing native and the first Asian American to win Miss Michigan. Today, WKAR Digital News Director Reginald Hardwick talks with Justin Sheehan.
Justin Sheehan is executive director of the Lansing Promise, which provides Lansing public school students with money to attend college. He is a Lansing native who is white and spent many years of his childhood in a predominantly African-American neighborhood, which I thought would make a rare perspective for this week's My Voice. Remember, Justin is sharing his experiences, not his entire race. And like all the other panelists, I asked Justin about his background and place of growing up, then three questions starting with what was his first memory of feeling different because of his race or ethnicity.
I'm Justin Sheehan. I am white, Caucasian, Irish, and grew up here in Lansing.
What is your first memory of learning you were different?
I grew up off MLK. Most of my friends were black. Again, I assumed that I, in fact, must have been too. It's a light-skinned black kid. And we were simply the city. It was Lansing. Our neighborhood was how we identified. I think I was taught that from a very young age, that while we may look different in some way, shape, or form, there is inherent value in every single person we meet. I think it probably wasn't until I was 12 when we actually moved out of that neighborhood further west into Waverly, which is still good diversity. But it was a different experience. Mm-hmm. I learned that I, in fact, was a white boy. It was interesting to see, I don't know if treatment was different from my vantage point at that point. It was the first time I think I was aware that skin color could be thought of differently.
What makes you proud of your racial or ethnic background?
So the more I learn about Irish people, and I'm Irish and Greek, and the more I learn about both, I not only love the food, but learning about the culture and really the struggles, even relatively recently. I think I've seen a strength, and I think a lot of folks see this within their own people groups, a strength and a resiliency, a being put down and a getting back up and a continuing to fight.
What do you think is the least understood when it comes to white people from your perspective?
Well, it's interesting. You know, there's a term that is used often in white privilege. And I fear that white privilege often equates in people's minds to white guilt, and I would challenge folks to break that relationship. White privilege, in my experience, has been, and I'm only speaking in my experience, because there are some white folks who have experienced nothing that I'm about to say, but they have received either benefit or at least have not been negatively affected or have not had to think about their race when going in for a job interview, into the store, experiencing life. That's been my experience. Again, there are issues of socioeconomic and income that affect that. There are issues of where you're from in a neighborhood that affect that. So there's no bright line rule. But the concept that I have to go out of my way to understand, or at least to experience most forms of injustice, tell me that I have a privilege. Within that, I think folks often jump to the next step of the concept of white guilt, which is I have a responsibility or a privilege, but I didn't make this myself, and therefore you can't hold me accountable to it. Or there's a fear there that I think stops conversations. It's been my experience when people can understand the filter that we all use, which is our own experience and our own life, maybe based on our skin color or not, but then the opportunity we have and the responsibility we have with that privilege. And so I am a white male. I'm an attorney, and I run a nonprofit. I have opportunities to make change and to make difference, and I have a responsibility to do so based on my position and place in life.
Go to the WKAR News Facebook page to let us know what you think of Justin and our other panelists, or share your own views on race and ethnicity. Tomorrow, the viewpoint of a young Hispanic woman. Join us for My Voice tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. on All Things Considered, here on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.